Vic Chestnut, set for broadcast on KCET Channel 28, October 24th. Vic joins us next in live performance as morning becomes eclectic. Vic Chestnut.
Misunderstood. I sort of knew you would. I did what I could. I spelled it out good, but still you got it wrong. And still you got it wrong. That's not what I meant. My meaning got bent. My message must have went out the friggin' tent. Cause you got it all wrong. 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 That's not what I said. Get it through your head. The way that you read surely misled. Cause you got it all wrong. 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 You got it all wrong.
Ah, that was a toughie.
I like the mouth sounds with the reverb.
Yeah, I worked that thing.
Why was that a toughie?
Well, it just is like a new throwaway song, you know?
Well, you have these categories of songs. You're the most prolific person I've ever met, Vic. You always come in here with seemingly reams of new songs, new material on paper that you just kind of go through and lay out before you. And so as you write them or as you see how they turn out, do you sort of categorize them in your mind as keepers and throwaways or...
Yeah, well, you have to, you know, I mean, I have to. They kind of, like, label themselves right off the bat, usually. You know, and I don't say no, even if it's a bad song. I'll go ahead and keep messing with it for a while just for fun, you know.
When you hang on to it, does that mean just writing the lyrics down in a notebook, or do you also write down the chord changes, and or how do you record them for your own use?
Well, sometimes I tape them on a little tape recorder, or sometimes I tape them on my four-track, or sometimes I just write the words down on little pieces of paper or in my notebook.
When you write the words down in your notebook and you come back to them later, do you always remember the way the song goes musically, or do you make it up again?
Well, most of the time, if it's a good song, when I first write it, I'll sing it for about couple of hours without stopping, you know, once, because I get all excited because I've written a good one, you know, and that way I hope I'll remember it, you know. But sometimes I don't remember the exact melody or whatever, and that bugs me. I hate that. I really get frustrated when I do that. I should just, you know, tape them all. But, you know, that would be too smart or, you know, too practical, you know.
Life isn't as much fun that way, I guess.
Well, yeah. Well, sometimes I just don't know where my tape recorder is or the batteries are dead in it or whatever, you know.
So when you can't forget, you can't remember a melody like that, the song is essentially gone then.
Yeah, well, sometimes I'll try to work it back up, you know, because I usually can remember the chord progression. That's easy. But, you know, if I can't remember the, you know, it's like, man, I had the best melody part for this, you know, but sometimes I just toss it. Or sometimes, you know, sometimes it'll, you know, whatever I think, the new melody will, you know, make do. You know, I can make do.
How many songs would you say you have that you haven't recorded?
I don't know.
Would you venture a guess?
Well, probably that I can remember, maybe 100 or so that I can remember that haven't been recorded. There's a bunch of them that I forgot, you know, or lost. Or I listen back on tapes a lot of times, and I didn't even remember writing that one.
That's got to be a nice surprise.
Yeah, it's great.
Vic Chestnut's in the studio. Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. I'm Chris DeRitas. Vic is appearing tonight at McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica. It's sort of an unplanned event. You were in the middle of a tour of North America, which I guess means the States and parts of what, Canada?
Parts of Canada. No, I wish I was going to Mexico.
Alaska?
I don't know about that. That's scary. That'd be a long drive.
Yeah. So you're driving across North America?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And McCabe's has flown you out here. John Chalew and McCabe's have flown you down for a solo thing tonight. But you're going to be joined by bass and drums tonight, too, aren't you?
Well, I was, but now I don't know if I am or not.
What's happening?
One of John's friends was going to play drums, but I think he's gone. He's, like, on vacation or something.
Mm. Well, and
Tina was going to play bass, but now she's like, well, if Jimmy's not going to play with you, I'm not going to play. You know? And so I was thinking maybe it might be if I just play solo, then, you know, I could just do requests or whatever and, you know, maybe.
Keep it really loose.
Yeah, keep it really loose.
Okay. Tina Chestnut's in the studio, by the way.
Yeah. Say hey, Tina.
Hi, Tina.
She won't say anything.
Tina, that's Vic's wife.
Yeah.
And normally you can find her playing bass alongside Vic, and I guess in the last few times you've been here, that's mm-hmm. been the case.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting, you know, I'm considering this a special treat, just having you and your guitar as well. So
it's fun.
Yeah. Now, when you walked in, pardon me.
Yeah, that's all right.
The term. When you rolled in this morning, you basically said, I'm going to do songs that are throwaway songs, leftover songs, songs that won't be recorded ever.
Yeah, these are like perfect examples of songs that don't make the grade.
Okay. So this is...
But I might play a couple of other good ones, but...
Well, we can safely say to people then that these songs, this may be the only opportunity to hear these songs.
Right.
Okay. Vic Chestnut, live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. Whatever you want to do here.
Okay, well now, I think I'll do, maybe, I'll try to do a good song now. Maybe. It's called Old Hotel. I'll try to do this one. This is a keeper. I wrote it in Ireland, in Cork. And I'd stayed in Cork, Ireland for a couple of weeks. And I stayed in this one little inn. And then I left and stayed at my friend's house up on the hill. And then I was looking down at that other inn or that old hotel. And so I just wrote this song. I can see my old hotel down amongst the smells up above that ancient city river. It's filtered by my lousy liver. It's filtered by my wilted lily liver. I can see my old hotel. It ain't even a hotel. 5 a.m. now came some sleet or hail. There were signal taps on the brave window. Solemn taps on the wavy window. Yeah, I can see my old hotel and hear those old touristy bells. Soon I'll be down the hill shopping, giddy like a tipsy Mary Poppins. Oh, giddy like a tipsy Mary Poppins. I can see my old hotel. It ain't even a hotel. I'm scheduled to ride a rail. And if I wished to stay on in this tower, things would derange, given just another hour. Things would derange, given just another hour. Things would derange, given just another hour. Things would derange, given just another hour.
It is a good one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Old Hotel, that's what you call it, right?
Yeah.
Vic Chestnut live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Chris DeRitas. We're hearing songs that I've never heard before. These are essentially new songs from Vic, or songs that he hasn't recorded or, in a lot of cases, performed live. Is that?
Well, that one we do live on this tour, the Old Hotel, but the other ones definitely, the other ones that I'll be doing definitely are. Haven't even, nobody's heard them, not even Tina.
Does this mean they're brand new, or they've just been sort of hidden for a while?
Well, they're kind of, you know, a couple of months old, maybe. Haven't written any song in about a month or so, probably.
You go through periods where you're really prolific, or do you just sort of at times sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write songs now?
Well, most of the time I write a lot, but for the past few months, or maybe for this whole year, almost. Well, since summer, I've not written. I've consciously tried to not write any songs, so.
Why is that? Is that sort of storing up the creativity, or?
Yeah, I was just trying to give it a rest, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just felt good. I think I was kind of in a rut, like a songwriting rut. I was sick, you know, for the past few years, I've been writing these kind of songs with that repetitive chord progressions, which before my whole thing was I'd like to write linear songs, you know, that didn't really repeat. And for some reason, I think because I was touring and playing with this kind of band that I'm playing with now, I was writing easy, really easy songs for us to play. And I kind of got in a rut just writing really easy songs. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to, you know, I've got plenty of songs. I don't, you know.
So is the hope when you return to songwriting sometime here in the future that you'll have jumped a track somehow?
Yeah, I think so. And I just get in a mindset, you know, that I couldn't, if I was going to write a song, it was going to be repetitive or whatever, kind of, or really easy chord progressions. And so, you know, I'm just trying to get out of that for a while and then, you know, maybe not think about songs or, you know, that's what I'm trying to do for the past couple of months.
Well, it's been a very busy time for you. You recently completed a new solo album, Is the Actor Happy, which is out on Texas Hotel Records. Mm-hmm. And you've also completed a project, a collaborative work with Widespread Panic under the name Brute, which is essentially you singing with Widespread Panic as the backup band.
Right.
I mean, to simplify it, I guess.
Right, well, part of Widespread Panic, yeah.
Okay. And you've also just signed a deal with Capitol Records, which would
I did?
Be... I'm just letting everybody know.
Cool.
So congratulations on that. And so the next album, the next solo album from you will be on Capitol Records, right? Sometime next year.
Sometime next year, yeah. It'll probably be a while off because of Sweet Relief, you know, and everything else. You know, just be a while. You know, I can take plenty of time. And I'll, you know.
Sweet Relief is a reference to a benefit album that is featuring your songs. It's a benefit project for Sweet Relief, which is the organization that provides financial assistance to musicians who find themselves in a situation like Victoria Williams was in, where she didn't have money to pay for her hospital bills and things.
Right.
Right. So this is going to be a Sweet Relief benefit project that features your songs interpreted by various artists.
Right.
Okay. And we know so far that REM is doing a track.
Until they cancel. I heard that they were going to do one, yes.
Okay. And I'm guessing, what, Natalie Merchant might do a track?
I don't know. I hope she does.
I know she's a big fan of yours, that's why. Jump to that.
Yeah.
Anybody else you know that's definitely going to be a part of that?
Well, I know that Live did one. Soul Asylum recorded one. And I heard the Meat Puppets are going to do one. So I'm happy camper. And I think the Throwing Muses will do one. And Joe Henry. And I think... I don't know who all, what all. I heard maybe the Boss is going to do one.
Really?
I don't know. That's probably just rumor.
Yeah. Well, this is a, I guess...
I wish Nina Simone would do one.
Ooh. Who else would you love in a perfect world to do your songs?
Well, Mary Margaret O'Hara and, you know, of course, Victoria. And I wish... I think Lamb Chop is going to do one. And Widespread Panic will probably do one. And I wish Tom Petty would do one.
I wonder which one he would sound best on.
Oh, I don't know.
Who knows?
One that talks about weed, probably.
Vic Chestnut's in the studio. Lots of things out from Vic at the moment, and watch for this Sweet Relief benefit project featuring the songs of Vic Chestnut. I guess that's probably another thing that's going to be coming out next year. By the way, if you want to get a whole lowdown on the story behind Vic Chestnut and his work, there's a documentary called Speed Racer, Welcome to the World of Vic Chestnut, and that's going to be screened on KCET Channel 28 here in Los Angeles, October 24th at 11 p.m. So you can mark that on your calendar and get the whole background story about Vic and how you ended up in a wheelchair, and it's all in there. I mean, it's sort of your life so far, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Well, my life up to about 1991.
Yeah, when they made it. Mm-hmm. This next song, this is, I'm guessing, another orphan song.
Yeah, man, this is really a bad one.
Okay.
I don't know. This is a perfect example of, like, you know, a really bad, really stupid song that I could write.
Vic Chestnut in the studio.
And I'm not sure what it's called. I think it's called Mezzanine, but it's really bad. Like a junior John Malkovich, a cat in a mall, like a gory little Gorby doll. A gala on the go, like a bulgy Brigitte Bardot. Distending your domain like a shoddy little Charlemagne, Charlemagne. You domain, I mean. You domain, I mean. You domain, I mean. Oh. You and Charlie Sheen making money on the mezzanine. You and Charlie Sheen making money on the mezzanine. You and Charlie Sheen making money on the mezzanine. Go.
I've got some musicians here in the studio, Vic, who are telling me that they wish they could write a song as good as some of your bad ones here.
No.
Vic Chestnut live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Chris Derides. You can catch Vic at McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica tonight for an 8 o'clock show. For ticket information, call 310-828-4497. It's Vic Chestnut at McCabe's tonight at 8 o'clock. And it looks as though it's just going to be Vic by himself. So if you want to come down equipped with some requests or suggestions and things like that, you can throw them out in the venue tonight and see what happens. I think it's good to do that because, you know, you bring a lot of songs with you and stuff that, like you say, or, you know, as you've been saying, that people haven't heard before. But you've got so many songs that some of the great old ones get left behind.
Yeah, well, especially like on this tour, you know, with the skiffle group that I'm playing with, you know, we don't do any old songs really. We only do songs off the new record, Is the Actor Happy, and new, and newer songs than that. And so, you know, I miss playing those other songs. And so it's fun to play those. It's really fun to play those, my old songs.
Yeah, I understand. This next one here, let's try to get as many in as we can, because we are running a little bit short on time.
Okay.
So I'm liking what we're hearing.
Okay, well, I'm going to try this one. It's called Fidgety Boy.
Fidgety Boy. What do you call that last one, by the way?
Well, it's either called You the Main. You the Main. You know. So, I think that's what it's called. I don't know, like...
You said either, like there's another possible title.
Or Mezzanine.
Mezzanine. Right, okay.
But, okay, now this is... I don't know. I like this song, kind of, but it didn't quite make the cut, but I like it. It's kind of got a sweet spot in my heart. I don't know why. Hope I can do it right. Fidgety boy, looking strange. Can't sit still, dropping all his change. Bumped the restaurant table, spilled his friend's fork. The waitress bends over and he nearly popped his cork. For the cafe waitress and the bank teller, his heart hums till it's sore. Fidgety boy, fidgety boy, fidgety boy, looking strange. Fidgety boy, all he does is scratch, picking at his face, noises to distract. All his fellow students wish he'd get help. His father tries to solve the problem with a big black belt. But for the band director and the school nurse, her banking heel grow into his quirks. Fidgety boy, fidgety boy, fidgety boy, all he does is scratch. Well, that's the first time I think I've ever played it all the way through.
Really? You mean in public?
Anytime. Because, like, a lot of times, you know, when I'm at home writing them, you know, I'll just, you know, play a line over, you know, Jenny Moore, looking strange. Write that. Okay, that worked. You know, like that. And, you know, kind of piece it together. Sometimes I do it like that.
And then you just, once you feel like you figured it out, you just sort of leave it alone?
Right.
Rather than
move on.
Move on to the next song?
Either that or, like, you know, just play covers or something, you know. If I, like, you know, I have sessions. I usually, when I'm at home and I'm in a good, and I'm not too depressed, I'll, like, play guitar a lot, you know, every day for a lot, you know. Because, you know, I've been touring so much for the past 5 years, you know, I got to keep in practice. And, you know, so I'll do that a lot. And I write song, you know, the whole day isn't made up of just, my whole guitar playing day isn't made up of, you know, writing songs or whatever.
But you say you pick up the guitar and you play songs, sometimes your songs, but also cover songs? You'll just,
Yeah, I like to play cover songs, you know. I can't think of any today. I was trying to think of a cover song to play, but I can't think of any today.
So whose songs do you like to cover? I mean, I know you've covered Hoyt Axton with the Brute Project. And,
right.
Trying to think of some others that I've heard you do.
All kinds. Like, you know, I've done, like, Nina Simone songs and...
Do you have a favorite Nina Simone
Yoko.
One you want to pull out?
Well, I don't think I could do it justice today.
Okay.
My favorite Nina song. I always did Fodder on Our Wings. I used to always do that song. Do you know that song, Nina Simone song?
Yeah, she's...
That's a great song.
She's got a lot of great ones.
Yeah, man, she's a great songwriter. She don't get... I don't know.
We'll have to pull her out and play some of that next week.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She, I mean, she's... I saw her play last year. She knocked me out. But it was... I almost died because the audience was so perfumed and colognedthat I nearly had a... I nearly died of an asthma attack. I couldn't believe it. The audience was so smelling good.
Hmm.
They were like perfume, you know, it's just like a fog of perfume. It was amazing.
She brings in a fragrant crowd.
She sure does. She had a big old bottle of champagne up there she was slugging on, too, I think.
Vic Chestnut's in the studio. Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. Vic is at McCabe's tonight for an 8 o'clock show, and this is sort of a little bit of an out-of-the-way performance in the middle of a North American tour that brought Vic to Los Angeles last week for a show at the Whiskey. This is sort of a special performance from Vic tonight at McCabe's 8 o'clock performance. And we're hearing songs, most of which you probably won't hear anywhere else, because these are songs that Vic has no intention of recording, at least at this point.
Yeah. I might play it. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what else to play.
So Vic is right now just sort of turning pages through.
Listen.
What do you call this? Is this your notebook?
Yeah, this is just a notebook, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll do, I don't know. I guess I could try Duck in a Tree, or I could try, like, a decent song. Maybe that's not a throwaway.
Okay.
But I might try this one. This is really going to be, you know, I might have to stop the song in the middle because it might not work, but I'm going to try it.
All right, well, that puts everybody on the edge of their seat then.
I'm going to try this one. It's called Thread, and it's kind of a, I don't know, it's a heavy number. I like this song a lot, but it's hard to play, and we play it, like, during soundcheck and on this tour with the band, but I really like it. I played it last night in the hotel room by myself, and I kind of like it by myself.
Vic Chestnut.
So I'll try it. God, I hope I can do it. It's really high in my register, and it's awful early to sing high in my register, but... Whoops. Personal pariah is in a wool cap. The mirror flakes away. Take a long nap. Watching the threads disintegrate like the Krishna beads in a lockbox safe. Watching the threads disintegrate like the Krishna beads in a lockbox safe. Watching the threads disintegrate, a crumbling like the long arch you made. Long arch you made. Crumbling like the lawn art that you circular song, shallow rattling breaths with a weak cough, watching the threads disintegrate, foisted in to middle age. Watching the threads disintegrate, foisted in to the middle ages. Watching the threads disintegrate, if you remain in the ruckus, you will get scraped. Shaky, but
that's a marvelous one there, Vic.
Cool.
What do you call this one?
That one's called Thread.
Thread, just Thread. Vic Chestnut on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Chris DeRitas, and Vic is appearing tonight at McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica. Get on down and see him. He's at 8 o'clock tonight, and we're not quite sure who's going to show up and play with Vic.
Yeah, I wish Don Heavington would come down and play with me.
There's an APB out.
I don't know. I don't care. I mean, I'll do it by myself. I don't care.
Whether or not you have a drummer.
I'll do it. You know, fiddle players can come and play with me, or, like, maybe some, like, you know, piano players, or...
Do you have a piano down there tonight, John?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there is a piano.
Piano players, fiddle players, clarinet players, all of these would be... Oh, accordion... great heroes of mine who play accordions could come down and play.
And it's an open call.
Yeah.
I have to thank you, by the way, Vic, for being part of KCRW's Rare on Air.
Oh, I mean, I'm proud.
I'll remind the listeners that Vic's got a track on Rare on Air Volume 2, Everybody Can Change, which is a song that I've always loved since I first heard you do it. And finally we got that on Rare on Air, and it's been a pleasure to have that as part of the compilation.
Well, you know, I was, you know, just made, you know, I just am so proud to be on there.
Well, that's just one of many places people can find your work these days. There's an album called Brute that is collaborative work with members of Widespread Panic. Most of those songs are yours. It's an album called Nine High a Palette, and there's also a new solo album on Texas Hotel Records. It's called Is the Actor Happy? And then there's this forthcoming tribute to your songwriting called...
Well, I don't know if it's a tribute.
Yeah.
It's kind of more like just buddies of mine who are going to do some tunes, or like that kind of thing.
Do you think of yourself as a songwriter first, or as a performer, or how do you see yourself?
Yeah, I think I see myself as a songwriter first, even though for the past 5 years, you know, since my first records came out, almost 6 years now, you know, I've just been playing a lot. So it's kind of like I had to find a new thing to do, you know. I kind of had a new thing.
Well, let's do this. I'm going to go out with one from Is the Actor Happy, because we have about 40 seconds.
Okay.
And as we do this, I'm going to give some tickets away, okay? I've got five pairs of tickets to see Vic Chestnut at McCabe's tonight for the 8 o'clock show. If you are a subscriber and if you haven't received tickets from us in the past 90 days, call us with your membership number, 310-452-6700, to check out Vic Chestnut tonight at McCabe's, 310-452-6700. Thanks, Vic.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back to see us. Monitor Radio's up next.
Thin and unshaved.
Thanks to Jennifer Mandel, Bob Carlson for engineering this live broadcast. Also thanks to Tracy Saratine. I'm Chris Doritis, back next week, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Monitor Radio is up next. It's a minute after 12.